So let me paint you the picture. It's sort of maybe 6:30 in the evening a few years ago, and you're all gathered around in the sitting room around the radiogram, and there's a radio play just starting, something written just for radio. First of all, there's a on the door, and the haunted mansion, and the door opens, and then someone walks in. You get my drift? Well, Damien Tricillo is a local playwright who's just written a Cold War thriller, Nemesis, the Black Sea Hounds, and it's just for radio. So let's get a sneak peek. And it starts off, as so many radio plays did, with an advertisement.
This week's episode of Nemesis was brought to you by Bleedall.
For nearly 100 years, Bleedall has been providing you with quality industrial-grade fluids and lubricants at non-negotiable prices. Why, you ask? Because here at Bleedall, we don't just think about the oil, but also the people. Which people, you ask? Why, our global team of dedicated workers who drill and refine our products from all four corners of the globe. Coming soon is our premium mystery oil, now with less, 30% less fat. Where's it come from? Who cares? Use our 100% ethically sourced products for your car, for your joints, for your cooking. 100% you'll love it because there's no money-back guarantee. Buy it today, now available at your local supermarket. Bleed Oil, conquering the world, 1 gallon at a time since 1900.
Previously on Nemesis.
As you can see, the geopolitical situation in Cyprus is deteriorating rapidly. Our intelligence suggests that the Turkish government are plotting an internal coup against the Greek majority, with their support, of course.
A nice slice of extra land for a greater Anatolia, isn't it?
We cannot allow this to happen. Not only could it destabilize the region and provide supporters of the Ayatollah with a backdoor into Europe, but the very fall of Cyprus could be detrimental to our interests. It's bad enough that we lost the Suez Canal.
Oh, all right, Mags, you made your point. But I have two conditions.
Name them.
One, I need full disclosure of information at all times. I can't give you taxpayers' money's worth if I'm not going on solid intel.
Very well. And the other?
I need some guns. Preferably about 20 years old or something. I don't want any of that space-age crap everyone and their dog are pushing these days.
I'm Damien Triosio. I'm the creator of Nemesis, the Black Sea Hounds, which is the play you have just been listening to.
And how did it come about, Damien?
I've been working on this whole idea for 5 years, roughly. Originally, it started out as a novel, but I lost like 80,000 words of it when my USB went kaput, so yeah, that was catastrophic. So, after toing and froing with different ideas, I only recently returned to the Art Factory a few weeks ago after the outbreak of the COVID. And one of the women that works there, Leanne Dyer, she suggested to me the idea, maybe you could try doing it in an audio format, I have worked in drama before with the School of Arts Community Theatre, who have just helped me to do this little performance. Thank you, guys. I'd actually been thinking about the idea of maybe the SOACT trying to appeal to a wider audience by like going back in time to doing radio plays, especially with the outbreak of the COVID-19 and people not being able to crowd into the performing spaces due to social distancing. So yeah, and a lot of people have started enjoying audio content again, so it's like video may have killed the radio star, but now the radio star sort of, you know, risen up from the grave like a zombie and is fighting back. Ah, Mr. Overton, so glad you could make it.
Me too, Colonel. It's nice to see a friendly face for once. The PM sends her regards.
I'm sorry we can't do pleasantries for long. Since the murder of that Turkish diplomat, things have gone from bad to worse.
Oh, I see. What's happened?
Istanbul is threatening a full-scale invasion of Cyprus from the north. However, intelligence suggests that Athens is planning the exact same thing from the south.
Well, that bad, eh?
Aye, but it's worse than that. Apparently the Turks have the covert support of the Kremlin.
But I thought the Mehmets were part of NATO.
Aye, but there's a difficulty.
Yeah?
Remember when Turkey annexed the north and received international condemnation?
I see. So we must stop them. Sounds like a good old-fashioned jihad to me.
Here, take this. I'm sorry it's not like our SA-80s, but...
Hey, relax. It kills people, right? Besides, I grew up on one of these.
And was it hard to get the actors on board, or they were looking forward to doing something, knowing that, sadly, the theatre won't be up and running for a while?
Well, from what Faye Walters was telling me, who, again, thank you to Faye, she's helped me set this all up. From what she was telling me, quite a few people in the theatre company have been pretty interested in working in radio. But quite a few of us are pretty good with voices and stuff, so, you know, it wasn't really that hard to find some talent.
And if people didn't know, you also were the Scottish soldier there in that piece as well.
Yes, I was.
Damien, what is it about this period in time that got you so interested in it that you started to write this book in the first place?
The Cold War. It's interested me a lot, maybe because there's so much of it that's still in the shadows. There's a lot of stories that have been forgotten from that period, and I think it's a bit of a shame that so many of these old stories have been forgotten, and either that or by law they have to be kept covered up for another 70 years or something. So that's why it sort of hinges on alternate history as well. I also do that so as to, well, avoid causing too much offence in today's political climate, but thing is, everyone's always trying to look at the world through, like, rose-tinted lenses these days, and you get stuff like James Bond. That's all fine and good, but it sort of sucked the realism out of the Cold War, so... What this is, well, it's something similar, but trying to put the humanity and, or maybe lack of, back into the Cold War.
HQ, this is Trojan Leader. Over.
This is HQ. Go ahead, Trojan Unit.
The engine room, radio room, and supply room are under control. We're to proceed onto the bridge. Over.
Very good, Trojan Leader. I shall send reinforcements immediately.
Negative, HQ. We can handle it.
That is a direct order, Electra. I want you off that ship immediately.
Father, I am fully capable of fighting my own battles. I'm not a little girl anymore. I want to stay and fight.
You have no choice to make here, Electra. Your children need you. You promised me that this would be your last assignment.
Yes, I did. But while I have children, I also have a pride in my country. I want my children to flourish in a greater Greece.
Foolish girl! Do you realize what number of enemies we have? Now I hear the British have gotten involved.
Oh, they have their antiquated little kingdom. Their days of being world police ended with the fall of Dunkirk. Father? Father? Damn it!
Move, and you're dead.
What's this? Thatcher can't muster enough decent men at home, so she sends in children.
Oh, please, I'm hardly a child. I've forgotten more about fighting than you will ever know.
Oh? Well then, my apologies, soldier boy. If you're that experienced, can you teach me this? Sloppy. I'd have thought your kind were better trained.
My kind, eh? You're a clairvoyant?
So you have knowledge of our identification techniques. I'm impressed. No one's ever walked away from one of my throws in one piece. Care to dance?
A grease gun! And I thought the Soviets were antiquated. I haven't seen one of these since Rhodesia.
I can see, judging by that antique you call a pistol you're using. But I'll tell you this. You might have missed one of my throws and several of my shots, but no one gets lucky twice either, Abstamat. Draw.
Playwright Damien Trussillo and members of the School of the Arts Community Theatre, Faye Walters, Stephen Roots and Nancy Blacklow with Damien's play Nemesis, the Black Sea Hounds. And if you want to hear a modern take on the old-style radio play, have a listen to this.
Walk with me, McGinty. The body's over here. Just past this carpet.
Should I follow you over this gravel area?
Of course. Let's stop here on this mound of silverware. Go ahead, kick that vacuum cleaner aside.
That's just plain silly, Sam Riegel and friends. I do like the stopping on the mound of silverware. You can find that and a whole lot more if you have a little play around online. And when Damien's play finds an outlet, we will let you know here at ABC Riverina.